Good evening, gentlemen. This is the shiur for the 5th of August, Chamisha Osa Be'av, the 15th of Av. This is a short shiur, and we're up to Simon Tov, Kuv, Bey, Siv, Gimel, and Soim Chenes, HaKadir. Bottom line, you're not allowed to support the Kadir of the Potlois, Adeles, will it be cast? If you've got a big beam, a big piece of wood, you're not allowed to support the pot with it. This is Muktzah Mishnebur sentence of Cotton Chof Aleph to Eitzim La Sokin Oimdim. These big woods are Muktzah and they're not meant to be used for supporting pots. However, I'm turning the page to page 232. Avol, but Mutalitzlois, boy, you can use it for firewood. If it's for supporting the pot, it's awesome. But once you're using that very piece of wood and you're throwing it into the fire as firewood, that's fine. The Kolshkein, similarly, even more social mutalasik boim shar itzim. You've got other additional woods. You can put them into. You can join other woods. Get a few of those woods and throw them in. Hafal gavol those shein roy lehasik b'fnatzmo. Even if that beam itself wouldn't catch fire, if it's with other woods, it would catch fire. You can throw them all in. That's not considered mukta. That's perfectly in order, and that is permitted. Siv dalet ledidon according to us mutal levashel b'kteres. You're allowed to cook. You're allowed to cook bekteres chadoshes with new pots. We know that pottery would get strengthened by Yom Tov on Yom Tov. It would get stronger on Yom Tov. It would get stronger by putting in the fire. By using pots which are pottery, you put them in the fire, they get stronger. So you're allowed to put them in the fire if you're using it for cooking, although you're actually strengthening it. But strengthening the pot also in its own way would be also. But since you're cooking, it's fine. So let it done. According to us, muta, it is permitted levashel to cook bekederes chadosh with new pots, piyomtev and yomtev. V'yesh, and some hold that v'yesh also and some forbid it. V'chen ha-minik, and that is the minik. Im loy, if not, and the adchak, some say that you can only do it under extreme circumstances, but otherwise would be also. V'lachen, therefore, no agush shikoyin in kederes chadoshes, some when they purchase new kederes, new pots, Pesach on Pesach, Mevashlin, Poem Kodim Yom Tov, cook with it before Yom Tov, because they hold that inevitably when you are using this pot and you're cooking with it, you are strengthening the pot. And that's also, although you have, that's what this opinion holds, although you have food in it and you're cooking the food, nevertheless, every day you are strengthening the pot, which is also, it's a kind of tikkun mona, as the Mishnah Berurah says, fixing, strengthening the pot, and that's also, and therefore you have to refrain from doing it, if there is another alternative. So again, gentlemen, some hold that it is permitted to use pots, new pots, which have never been used, although you are strengthening it, it's a tikkun mona. The Gemara says, if you can avoid it, you should do so. Let me look at the Mishnah Berurah. If Cotton Chof Dalet, that you don't mutter the Hainu, Mishum Deish Oisin, some that you know allowed to the Vashal Bekadei Chadosh Abiyom Tov, Kmoshikos Amo, Mishum the Vishul Arish, the first time you're cooking with this pot, Mishazekes Hakadei, you're strengthening the pot. To Kodim Abishul, Nikob Abitis Maim Achutz, you're strengthening it by cooking it the first time. For Yesh Pazem Mishum Tikkun Mona, and that would be considered Tikkun of the Kli, fixing the pot. And the meaning is to be lenient, but if it's possible, to be stringent. This doesn't apply nowadays because our pots are not made out of pottery, and therefore it doesn't apply. So the lochas covered in this evening's shiur is that a pot may not be placed on wood because these woods are mukta. If you're using those woods for firewood, that's fine. And then we spoke about the pots as well. A short story about the Ba'an Leib Steinman, Zecher Tzadik Kodesh Livracha, who was learning once with the Gemara. The Gemara says, he had a daily Shia. I myself had the opportunity. I remember I went with my cousin a couple of times to the Shia Chumash Shia. I believe it was about 1 o'clock, followed by Mincha in his house. And the Ba'an Leib Steinman, we all know his house, his flat was in a very, very humble state. It was incredibly small, run down. I mean, there was no wallpaper, there was no paint. Everything was collapsing. There was no proper chairs. All the chairs were plastic chairs, the ones that are particularly uncomfortable. And everything was, I mean, I'm sure you've seen pictures. I believe there's also a video which we can see online. It was incredibly humble and really, really uncomfortable. None of us would be able to manage to live in such humble circumstances. Really very, very humble. And Rabban Levi was learning with the members of his shir, of his daily shir, the Gemara that says that Shlosha Dvorim, three things, Macheves, Da'et Shel Odom, make a person mentally more, Macheves, a person is more comfortable, more at ease, three things that makes a person more comfortable, more happy, more content. And one of the three things is Dior Noe, a nice dwelling, a nice flat, a nice house makes a person much happier. Person lives in a uncomfortable place, he doesn't feel quite happy. However, if he's got a nice, comfortable house, he tends to be much happier. So a person in the shir asked about Leib, so what did you consider a nice house? What is a nice house that a person feels content, happy, satisfied with? What is an ideal noe? And without the slightest hesitation, and without the slightest even blink, Rabbi Leib responded and he says, like mine. That's what he said. He felt this is considered a dir or noe. That shows us a little bit what a person should be. When we say, Ezo Samech, Ezo Ha Oshi Ha Samech Bechalkoi, that's clearly what it means. That so who is really truly wealthy, it's somebody who is happy with what he has got. That's clearly what he means. Should be zeichet to be oiling that level a little bit.